like to thank Sister Sandra for doing our icebreaker and for getting set up fellowship hall. This morning, our first speaker is Sister Lois Grant, our pastor's wife.
Oradora es la hermana Lois Grant, la esposa de nuestro pastor.
She is a blessing, and I love her, and so thankful to call her my friend.
Ella es una bendición, la amo y estoy muy agradecida de llamarle mi amiga.
And I know she has something to share with you from her heart.
Yo sé que ella tiene algo de su corazón para compartir con nosotros.
Okay, hopefully you can hear me. This is going to be an experience.
Esto va a ser una experiencia.
First of all, I'm going to plug a book. This was recommended at Ladies Retreat Boundaries. And if you haven't read it, I would recommend you read it.
Primero quiero recomendarles este libro. Me lo recomendaron en un retiro de damas. Se llama Boundaries.
It says in the cover, when to say yes.
Dice, ¿cuándo decir que sí?
When to say no.
¿Cuándo decir que no?
To take control of your life.
Para tomar control de tu vida.
And a few points I'm going to talk about are out of this book, but if you have any trouble saying yes or no, read this book.
Pero algunos de los puntos que voy a hablar están en este libro, y si tiene dificultad diciendo que sí o que no, compre este libro.
Come over with me. I'm a Sunday school teacher, so we're going to teach this together.
Yo soy una maestra de escuela dominical y vamos a enseñar esto juntas.
Okay, and hopefully you're going to be with me. I'm going to talk about the purpose of a door.
El propósito de una puerta.
In particular, I'm going to talk about the purpose of the door to your house.
Particularmente quiero hablar de el propósito de la puerta a su casa.
Okay, the first purpose of that door.
El primer propósito de esa puerta
is to keep the good in.
Es para mantener que lo bueno se quede adentro.
And the bad out.
Y lo malo afuera.
You keep your heat in, you keep the cold out.
Usted, la calefacción se queda adentro y el frío se queda afuera.
Keep the air conditioning in, you keep the summer heat out.
El aire acondicionado se queda adentro y el calor de afuera cuando está el verano se queda afuera.
It also serves as a barrier to keep intruders out.
También sirve como una barrera para proteger de los extraños.
Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life."
Proverbios 4:23 nos dice, "Sobre toda cosa guardada, guarda tu corazón, porque de él mana la vida."
James 4:7-8.
Santiago 4:7
says, "Draw near to God."
Acércate a Dios.
And he'll draw near to you.
Y él se acercará a ustedes.
Resist the devil.
Resiste al diablo.
And he will flee from you.
Y él huirá de ti.
We need to learn to say yes. Oops, I got the wrong one. Yes to the good.
Tenemos que aprender a decir sí a lo bueno.
And
y
I folded my paper so it's not staying up there. Something you should not do. And
y
no to the bad.
No a lo malo.
And what I'm going to talk about a little bit is when we get the two mixed up.
Y yo quiero hablar de cuando confundimos los dos.
And that's really what the Boundaries book is about, is when you're conditioned to say the wrong thing.
Y de eso se trata el libro, cuando decimos algo incorrecto.
For instance,
Por ejemplo, if
you're a boy and you're in a family of older girls.
Si eres un niño y tienes familia que de puras mujeres.
And they're allowed to beat up on you, and you're not protected.
Y las dejan que te golpeen y no estás protegido.
Then you grow up.
Entonces creces.
And you don't know how to resolve conflict with a woman.
Y no sabes cómo resolucionar conflicto con una mujer.
Or if you're in a family, and every time someone comes to your house.
O si estás en una familia y cada vez que alguien venga a tu casa.
You're expected just to be loved and hugged and kissed, and or you have to do that to other people.
Se te espera que te abracen o que te o darles besos y tú se te espera que hagas eso a otras personas.
You don't know where the boundaries should be.
No sabes dónde están esos límites.
Or you're taught that I only love you if you totally agree with me.
O se te enseña que solamente te amo si tú estás de acuerdo conmigo.
I love shopping, so you have to love shopping.
A mí me gusta ir de compras, entonces te tiene que gustar ir de compras.
And I don't.
Y a mí no me gusta.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You have to. You know, if you get in that situation, that's why people say yes to things they shouldn't say yes to.
Por eso hay gente que si se pone en esa situación dice que sí a cosas que no deberían de decir que sí.
They only think they're going to be liked if they do the drugs or if they do the alcohol or if they give the guy sex.
Van a pensar que solamente las van a querer si hacen las drogas, si tienen sexo o si hacen lo que las personas digan que hagan.
Or the other problem is if you never say no.
Y el otro extremo es que si no si siempre dices que no.
You never say no to your child.
Perdón, o que nunca dices que no a tus hijos.
You know, you look at the world of professional sports. Those people have never been said no to.
Ves a los profesionales que juegan deportes. Ellos nunca se les ha dicho que no.
So they're going to be say no one's going to say no till a judge says no.
Entonces todos dicen no. Les van a decir que no hasta que el juez diga que no.
So there's a real problem if you don't know where the no should be and where the yes should be.
Entonces hay un problema si no sabemos dónde va el no.
And then just switch the subject a little bit. And you also know why your door, everything about why your door in your house swings out.
¿Y ha pensado por qué la puerta de su casa se voltea hacia afuera?
I never thought much about it till I read a book.
Nunca había pensado hasta que leí un libro.
It was about some people after World War II.
Que después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
They were taken from their homes and taken to Siberia.
Se llevaban a la gente a Siberia.
And they had to build their own little houses.
Y tenían que hacer sus casas.
And one group made the mistake of building the door to swing out.
Y un grupo de personas hicieron que la puerta se girara hacia afuera, hacia atrás.
Then the blizzard came, the snow came.
Entonces vino una tormenta de nieve.
And the snow was so high.
Y la nieve estaba tan alta.
They couldn't open the door.
Que no podían abrir la puerta.
They couldn't get out.
No se podían salir.
Nobody knew they ran out of food.
Nadie sabía que ya no tenían comida ni agua.
The purpose of swinging in is that you can always get it open.
El propósito de que la puerta se abre para adentro es para que siempre la puedas abrir.
Sometimes we're conditioned not to accept help.
A veces somos condicionados para no recibir ayuda.
There used to be that old story about the flood came.
Había una historia antigua de inundación que vino.
Yeah, the person in the house climbed up on the roof.
Y la persona se subió a la casa en el techo.
And he said, "Jesus, help me."
Y decía, "Jesús, ayúdame."
And the boat came along.
Y vino un barco.
"Get in the boat."
Y le decía, "Métete al barco."
And he said, "I don't need to. Jesus will save me."
Y decía, no, Jesús me va a salvar.
And then the helicopter came.
Y luego vino un helicóptero.
And they put the rope down.
Y pusieron una soga para abajo.
And they said, "Grab the rope."
Y dijeron, toma la soga.
And he said, "No, Jesus will save me."
Y dijo, no, Jesús me va a salvar.
And then the person drowned.
Y después se ahogó.
And they got to heaven.
Y se fueron al cielo.
And they said, "Why didn't you save me?"
Y dijo, ¿por qué no me salvaste?
And Jesus said, "I sent the boat."
Jesús dijo, yo mandé un barco.
I sent the helicopter.
Y mandé un helicóptero.
It was your responsibility to do something about
fue
it.
Fue tu responsabilidad de hacer algo.
In Galatians 6:2, it says, "Bear one another's burdens."
Gálatas 6:2. Si dice soportados los unos a los otros.
And this really used to confuse me. I think it confuses other people too. A burden there means a boulder.
Una carga significa.
If I come in here with a 30-piece set of luggage, I'm going to need help carrying it.
Algo muy pesado. Si yo vengo con una maleta bien pesada, voy a necesitar ayuda para cargarla.
I think you understand what I'm saying. Okay. And then But also, this door swings in for another reason.
También la puerta gira hacia adentro por otra razón.
When if it swung out and it was windy, it's very, very hard to pull it in.
Si la puerta girara hacia afuera y hubiese mucho viento, estuviera muy difícil para cerrar la puerta.
If it's windy, you can put your shoulder against it and you can shut it.
Si está el viento muy fuerte, puede poner su hombro y cerrar la puerta.
There's a lot of pressure sometimes on our time.
Hay mucha presión en nuestro tiempo.
On what people want from us, money-wise.
Lo que la gente quiere de nosotros como dinero.
What we have to think about, and where the Bible says, the Bible also says in Galatians 6:5, for every man should bear his own burden.
Porque cada uno llevará su propia carga.
In this case, the burden means a knapsack. So if I came in with a weekend bag,
so en este caso habla de un
like a knapsack, backpack,
de una bolsa,
one a week, a small bag,
una
I can
bolsa
carry
pequeña,
this.
Yo la puedo right? cargar.
I am responsible for me.
Yo soy responsable por mí.
So if someone comes to me,
entonces si alguien viene a mí,
and they said,
y me dicen,
I don't have rent money.
Yo no tengo dinero para la renta.
And you start talking to them,
y empiezo a hablar con ellos,
and you found out they just got back from a 2-week vacation.
Y se entera que acaban de regresar de unas vacaciones de 2 semanas.
They didn't carry their own bag.
Ellos no cargaron su propia bolsa.
I'm only responsible for them when they have a 30-piece set of luggage.
Yo solamente soy responsable cuando ellos tienen 30 maletas.
I'm responsible to you, but I'm not responsible for you.
Yo soy responsable a ustedes, pero no soy responsable
I'm responsible
para ustedes.
To develop my own talents.
Yo soy responsable de desarrollar mis propios talentos.
I'm responsible for what I do when I stand on Judgment Day.
Yo soy responsable por lo que yo hago cuando yo tenga que enfrentar el juicio.
But I can't be responsible for you.
Pero no puedo ser responsable por ustedes.
I'm responsible for when this door swings open, that it doesn't hit you.
Yo soy responsable que cuando esta puerta se abra no te golpee a ti.
I'm responsible for my attitude, how I treat you.
Soy responsable por mi actitud y cómo los trato.
And I'm also responsible for my reaction when you treat me.
Y también soy responsable por cómo yo reacciono cuando ustedes me tratan a mí.
Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind one to another.
Antes, sed benignos unos con otros.
Forgiving one another.
Misericordiosos, perdonándoos unos a otros.
And I just want us to pray that we can be sensitive to when our door opens or when our door closes.
Quiero que seamos orar, que seamos sensitivos que a cuando esa puerta se abra o se cierre.
So when we need to say yes, when we need to say no.
Para saber cuándo debemos decir que sí y cuándo debemos de decir que no.
If you can maybe just all stand, even if you want to just touch the person or hold the hands
si
of someone next to you and just
poner de pie, tal vez orar por la persona al lado.
That we as a body can learn to grow and
que nosotros como un cuerpo podamos crecer.
Jesus, ask you just to come in amongst us, Lord. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge, Lord. Ask you just to touch us, Lord. Help us to know when the door should be open, when the door should be shut. Help us to truly bear each other's burdens, but help us to be responsible for ourselves. Help us to be responsible for us, but responsible to the person that we are holding their hands, that we are sitting by. Ask you to move among us and help us to truly love us each other. Help us to truly forgive each other. Help us to always be kind and tender-hearted. But help us to speak the truth in love. Ask all this in your precious name, in your precious name. I hope I have blessed you this morning.
Espero que las haya bendecido esta mañana.